In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday today, the 6th of June. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Perhaps I flatter myself, but I like to think that Janet Yellen is a listener to this radio program. And as such, she has surely heard of our every now and then game show called What is Janet Yellen Thinking? I mention that because Dr. Yellen gave a speech today full of the requisite Fed speak caveats about when or if interest rates might rise. Someday is the answer. June is their next meeting. As always happens, though, the good stuff came during the Q&A when somebody almost literally asked, so, what are you going to do about interest rates?
I know market participants really want to know exactly what's going to happen. And it is only on rare occasions when we're able to provide that kind of guidance. There is, as I said, about 18 times no preset plan.
At least 18 times by my count. And okay, fine, I get it. No offense taken. Can't blame a guy for trying. There was also this, though, in response to a question about extreme economic unease, shall we say, surrounding the presumptive Republican nominee for president. Here's that one.
Is this a possibility? Thank you.
I'm sorry. I've got nothing for you on that.
Who said central bankers can't be diplomatic, huh? Secretary of State John Kerry and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew are in Beijing today, part of a big strategic economic dialogue the United States and China do every year. Lots of stuff on the table, of course. Financial markets, those islands in the South China Sea, and steel. Lots and lots of steel. Too much steel, by many accounts. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
China is producing so much steel and selling it so cheaply, other countries are getting pretty upset. U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew said today the excess capacity was damaging global markets, and he wants China to do more to stop it.
Implementing policies to substantially reduce production in a range of sectors suffering from overcapacity, including steel and aluminum, is critical to the function and stability of international markets.
This is a big deal because the cheap Chinese steel is undercutting prices in the U.S. and Europe, places where manufacturing is already struggling. David Dollar is a senior fellow at the China Center at the Brookings Institution.
I would argue it's the most important economic issue between China and the U.S. this year.
China is the world's number one steel producer, and millions of people are employed in the sector.
Their excess capacity is more than the number two steel producer in the world, Japan.
And that's just the excess. China doesn't want to put all of those people out of work too quickly, risking political instability. Sean Miner at the Peterson Institute for International Economics says China is working on the issue.
They are saying that they're going to reduce by about 10% their production over the next 5 years. Well, that timeline will have devastating effects on the U.S. steel industry and Europe's steel industry.
So the U.S. is pushing China to move faster and retaliating with higher tariffs on steel in the meantime. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.